I've got 10 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no.
So we've limited the time.
No, we haven't even voted on yet. This was whether to call the question. Now we're going to move to that motion, Rico's motion, on 90
Madam
seconds.
Chair, point of Wendy, calling the question takes a two-thirds vote.
Okay.
So allow Sean to vote, as it may make a difference. I don't think so.
Wait a minute.
Is somebody running water or something?
I'm sorry. I'll put my phone on mute. I hope I didn't cut off. I'm actually driving for feeding the homeless. I'll put my thing on mute.
Thank you, Rico.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Point of order. This is Susan Young.
Yeah.
I think that the vote, whether it's 11 of 18 or 10 of 18, does not meet the two-thirds.
You're right. Okay,
so calling the question.
We can reopen debate on Rico's motion, as amended by Leslie.
Well, Bonnie was on the stack.
Actually, it was not amended by
Leslie.
I
never got into it on stack. Leslie, did you have an amendment? I'm kind of confused here.
No, she did not have an amendment. I'm sorry. I lost my page in this. I think Sherry wanted to be on the stack. Anyone else?
Bonnie was on the stack.
It's Leslie, and I'd like to be on the stack with my amendment.
Okay. I'm going to make it Sherry, Bonnie, and Leslie. Sherry, you go first.
I think that limiting debate...
Actually, I'm sorry, people. Never mind. Go ahead.
It's okay. Bonnie can go first. Or I yield to Bonnie and Leslie, and I'll come behind them.
Okay.
I may want to speak to the amendment.
Okay, I'll put you after Leslie. Leslie?
Okay. My amendment is that the maker of the motion or the reporting committee member have 3 minutes to motivate the motion, and that this motion not preclude members speaking more than once, time allowing.
Okay, anyone second that?
Second.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can she say, I've got motion maker would have 3 minutes, and then what was the rest?
That the maker of the motion or the reporting committee chair or the reporting committee member have 3 minutes to motivate the motion, and that this motion not preclude members speaking more than once, time allowing.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Is it the intention that only the maker of the motion have 3 minutes and everybody else has a minute and a half, as Rico suggested,
yes,
or that everybody has 3 minutes?
It specifies the maker of the motion or the reporting committee member. It would be the one coming out of committee with a motion.
Point of order.
Have 3 minutes to motivate the motion. That is all that's said here.
Okay, good.
Order.
And who is that? Is that Sean?
Sean.
Okay, Sean, what's the point of order?
That's not the only thing that's there. Under Robert's Rules of Order, you have a right to speak only after everybody else has spoken a second time, and we should at least, at a minimum, follow that.
Well, that's a known rule in Robert's Rules. So it would be if a person gets to speak a second time, it would be after everyone... has a chance to speak a first time.
Well, I appreciate it. We may know that, but if it's going to be an emotion that's going to be in our minutes, we should put that caveat in there.
It can be noted, but there's no necessity because it is Robert's Rules is in the bylaws to be utilized.
Point of information.
Yes, Lizette.
Have we gone over the time allotted for this item?
Susan?
Yes, we have.
Okay, so...
I'm not the timekeeper, George is, but it was 7 minutes.
I am. It was 7 minutes, but we're not 7 minutes from the time when we took it up again. It was more than 7 minutes from the time we started having the argument about closing the question.
All right.
Well, but we have...
We have about
7 minutes for this agenda item.
Okay, so George says we have about 2 minutes for this agenda item.
Wendy, please.
I believe I'm next.
Okay, wait a second. We're at Leslie's motion, which has been seconded. Is there any Wendy's amendment? I'm sorry, Leslie's amendment.
I don't have the whole thing.
Madam Chair, you just put me next on the desk.
Okay, I have you next. What I'm saying is this. Leslie made an amendment to Rico's motion, and it was seconded. Is there any objection to Leslie's amendment?
Madam Chair, you put me next on staff. I can't actually go to the vote.
So you wish to speak to this amendment?
That's what you told me you were giving me the space of.
Okay, yes. Okay,
point
Bonnie, go ahead.
Point of order. When we're at time,
it
doesn't matter who's on the staff.
We're out of time.
We have about a minute left. I'm going to allow Bonnie to speak.
Thank you.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead.
So I'm not necessarily opposed to this. All I was really going to say earlier was that I think that 90 seconds is short. I know that the board has sometimes in the past used 2 minutes so that we can actually get through our meetings. I think that might be a little bit more reasonable, having sat through a lot of these meetings. But what I'm really concerned with is that we not lock ourselves so tightly so that every motion is governed by the same kind of rigid guidelines. There are some subjects that I think are going to involve more time, where people are going to want to actually get into some sort of discussion. As far as Roberts, having just looked it up, what Roberts says is that a member having obtained the floor while a debatable motion is immediately pending can speak no longer than 10 minutes. Now, I'm not suggesting 10 minutes. I just wanted to go on and tell you the other Roberts rules here. No member can speak more than twice to the same question on the same day, and I believe the definition of the same day in Roberts means that you can speak twice on a main motion, twice on any amendments, twice on the main motion as amended, etc. So I just want us to be careful that we are not locking ourselves in a box so that simple housekeeping things, and to tell you the truth, I really wish this hadn't devolved into what it devolved into. I wasn't intending to stretch this out by any means. I just wanted to have to say that.
Okay, Bonnie. Let me respond to Bonnie very briefly. Bonnie, this would be a standing rule, but in the case where in certain instances we need to have members have a little bit longer to speak on any particular agenda item, we can certainly relax this rule in specific instances. The other thing is, I promise that as chair, I will try to be as fair and allow people who speak infrequently to have more latitude than others, when they have a strong point to make. Does that make you feel a little bit better about this?
In light of the fact that you voted to cut off debate for anyone who's open, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we have a stack here. I believe we're out of time.
Can I say something?
Okay. I'm sorry, Lucette, we're out of time.
I need to make a point. I mean, I'm all for multitasking, but this, whoever is doing whatever, it's very annoying, and I can't take much more of it. If it has to continue, I'll just leave the meeting.
Okay. Rico, are you still driving?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is someone else doing something that's making noise in the background? Can you make an effort to mute yourself? Okay, I think that's a little better. All right, we need to come to a vote on this.
Jamie has a point of information, a point of parliamentary inquiry, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Is this a special rule of order? I believe that it is.
Yes, it is. Standing
okay, special rule of order requires either previous notice and a two-thirds vote or a vote of the majority of the entire membership.
It's a... Okay. This is a... it's a standing rule for the year, for PNB meetings. Are you sure about that, Jamie?
That's what I just read in Robert.
What's the definition of a standing rule?
A special rule.
Special rule, okay.
Special rules of order. I can't find what is a... It's a, like a rule that it supersedes... We're superseding our parliamentary authority, which, as Bonnie points out, is 10 minutes. So, I believe it's what you call a special rule.
We must refer to the governance committee.
Information.
Okay. All right, Ethea?
It would seem to me that that it would be the same as the rule that our meetings would only be 3 hours.
That's a special rule. That's a special rule.
Okay, so how about we make it a special rule? Can someone put forward a motion that we make it a special rule for this meeting, and then we refer it to the governance committee for further review?
I so move.
Could I put that motion forward? This is Rico.
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Okay. Now okay. So is there any objection to Rico's motion, including Leslie's amendment? Applying only to this particular meeting and then being referred to the governance committee. Does that make good sense to all of you? Hearing no objection, that's how we'll do it, okay?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm going to put my phone on speaker on mute again because I'm going to drive, and I don't know if I'll be able to speak again, but I did want to just say one comment before I get off, is that I really like Leslie's amendment. And also, my whole intention was just to try this to see if it worked. And so I'm very happy that we can try it for one meeting. And if it doesn't work, then if the body decides to change it, that's great.
Okay. Thank you, Rico.
Thank you.
All right. Now let's go to the next agenda item. And but before we go to the next agenda item, George, can you do the 90-second timing as well as the...
Yes.
Okay. Very good. The next agenda item is... to sort out how committee alternates are chosen. We've given this 7 minutes on the agenda. Does anyone want to speak to this? Hello?
Will.
Okay, Wendy.
I've been on the PNB in 2004, 2005, 2007, 2008, and now 2009, and there has never been a position of committee alternate. And so I'm really kind of unclear. We spent a whole lot of time at the meeting in L.A. talking about adding maybe as many PNB members as wanted to be on whatever committees, and that was defeated after a lengthy debate. And so the alternate thing, I mean, I've seen a few times where people tried to decide in advance who would replace people as they fell off committees, and tried to use the same election like the one we had in L.A., and so then it would be like whoever was the runner-up would be next in line should something happen to the person, they resign or somehow don't attend the committees or whatever. But I don't think that there's a need for a position called committee alternate. I think it can cause a whole lot of confusion and, I mean, and also negate the vote that we just took on saying that there would be one director from each station on each PNB committee, and also understand that it's a really demanding job for PNB directors. You have to be on three committees usually already. You can't be on a bunch of other committees, too, that you don't even get to vote on. It doesn't make any sense. I would vote no against any kind of alternates.
All right. This is actually, at this point, an open discussion. Would anyone like to put forward a motion? Hearing nothing from you all, would anyone like to refer this to a committee for discussion.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Nia?
Yes. I'm going to be very truthful with you. It's not that, you know, no one has anything to say, but it doesn't matter what I say or what the minutes say. In the minute, Susan Young made the motion that if someone expressed an interest for a particular committee after the results were announced, that he or she would say so, and that the board would accept it. You passed around that portion of the minutes. I have raised it on several occasions. But like I said, it doesn't matter what I say or what the minutes say. You guys are going to do whatever you want to do. So it's not that nobody wants to say anything. We just figure, you know.
Okay. Nia, since you still have the floor, would you like to put that forward as a formal motion? I don't know if we have the minutes available readily to hand, but you can make that right now as a motion, as long as we have the wording.
The wording is already in the minutes.
Okay, you know, being that it would probably take 10 minutes to find that portion of the minutes.
It won't take 10 minutes, but maybe Susan has it, because she's the one who made the motion, and it's right there in the minutes. Like I said, you know, I certainly want to do this exercise and people are not going to vote for it. So, you know, why?
If I may, this isn't exactly a point of information, but I do have the notes in front of me.
All right.
It says that Carolyn Burden made a motion to allow runners-up to be the alternates. Susan Young objected to the motion. Sean Casey O'Brien made a motion to table the discussion, seconded, no objection.
Okay, there was something later on. There was a little bit of discussion later on in the minutes. Can you read just
a little
further?
I have a point of order.
Wendy, go ahead.
We just decided not to approve these minutes yet, that we were postponing them until the next meeting, and so it doesn't seem appropriate to cite the minutes as...
No. Wendy,
brought it up because the chair asked for it.
I understand.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Grace,
point of personal privilege, Grace. Obviously, that was directed at me. I had no way of predicting what was going to be in the minutes. I raised that in Los Angeles when we were there last weekend. So for me to have remembered it right then and there, right in the meeting, after the gentleman, I forgot his name, announced it and brought it to your attention, obviously that's the way it went.
Madam Chair? Okay, who is this?
Susan.
Susan. Okay, Susan.
First, let me just speak to everybody. Nia, I recall the, you know, a lot of these conversations, and left the whole issue not clear about where we stood at the end of it, and asked that the matter be placed on the agenda for us to address and clarify when we got to that portion in the Sunday meeting, and that is a carryover here. There, in subsequent thinking, I'm one of the people who wanted to be an alternate and who encouraged that we permit alternates. In subsequent thinking, I've come to the conclusion that I'm not clear what the role of an alternate would be. In other words, does an alternate participate only if the person who is the first person actually resigns or becomes absent from the committee? Or do they participate in committee conversations and are ready to vote if the other one isn't there? So that which I would prefer. Did somebody say something?
Yes, that's a minute and a half.
Okay, thank you, Susan.
Would the chair like me to read the rest of the draft minutes on this subject?
Yes, that would be helpful.
It says, in the meantime, discussion was held to resolve the question of alternates. This is while the election supervisor was tallying votes for committee. Susan Young moved that once a single PNB director is elected per station, at that time directors may identify themselves to serve as alternates and be accepted by the body. No objection. Nia Bediako said that she would like to be an alternate on the committees to which she was not elected.
Okay, and okay. At this point in time, would someone, as there is a question as to whether that actually passed as a motion, many of us think it did not. It was never taken up because it was never seconded, and what, the fact that there may not have been any objection, I do not recall asking if there was any objection to Susan's
motion.
Yes,
there was objection.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is, Nia, I believe that, technically speaking, you still have the floor. If you'd like to resuscitate Susan's motion as your own, we can take it up at this time.
We're out of time, Madam Chair.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to refer this to a committee for further consideration. Would anyone care to make that motion?
Yeah, this is John. I'm the convener of the governance committee. I make that motion, and we will put it on the agenda to consider.
Okay. Anyone second that?
Second.
All right. Anyone opposed to that? Okay. Hearing no opposition, we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is will be motivated by Sean Casey O'Brien, a request to have all legal opinions in writing, and including legal citations. Sean, can you motivate this motion?
Yeah, as the motion clearly states, for the sake of transparency and accountability, in accordance with best practices, I think we should have all of our financial and legal opinions that are officially brought before the board. Not hallway opinions or anything like that, but all legal and financial opinions and analysis that are officially brought before the board should be memorialized so that we can have transparency and we can have accountability. It's that simple.
Okay, very good. Can you, for the sake of the stream, can you read the exact motion as it appears in the agenda?
You know what? Let me pull it up here, and I apologize for not having it ready. I apologize.
Okay, you know, I'll start reading it, and you can chime in when you...
In front of you, read it.
Okay, for the sake of transparency and accountability, and in accordance with best practices, it is resolved that all legal and financial motions and or analysis which is brought before the Pacifica National Board by our Chief Counsel, Chief Legal Counsel, and Chief Financial Officer is to be put in writing and must include proper legal or professional citations. This applies only to financial and legal opinions officially brought before the board.
Yes, and the only correction in there is that we want to make sure we use the word all legal and financial opinions, not motions.
Correct. Okay. Is there any discussion? Is this motion seconded by anybody on the board?
Second, Ifia.
Okay. Is there any discussion about this motion?
George.
Okay, George.
It seems to me that this prevents our in a meeting asking legal counsel on the spot what he thinks about or she thinks about an action that we're about to take on the board, and it doesn't seem to me that's a good idea. It's too restrictive. I appreciate the intent of it to not have sort of floating legal opinions which are indefinite and not accountable out there, but it seems to me to be too strong. I haven't quite figured out how to amend it to do what I want, but as it stands, I'd have to vote against it.
Okay.
Sandra.
Okay, Carolyn?
I'm prepared to speak to that whenever it's appropriate, Madam Chair.
Okay, Carolyn first.
Yes, I think that it is appropriate, and I would vote for it because I think we have had some abuse of the opinions that we've had and not having them supported. So I would like to try this for a while and see how it goes. If we need an opinion, we can always ask. I don't expect a foundation counsel to be on the calls unless we are anticipating the need for an opinion, in which case he or she should be prepared with such an opinion. So I'll ask for this.
Okay.
Madam Chair, on the stack.
Yes, Ifia is next.
I would move to amend to say that legal and financial opinions and analysis be in writing were practicable.
Okay. All right. Does anyone second Isaiah's amendment?
I'll second it. Sure.
Okay. Is there any objection to the addition of the words when practicable?
There's not an objection, but I'd like to make a point of information here. I wrestled with this argument and this concern, and I would like to insert the words before or after the fact, so that if they do tell us something that they believe to be a valid legal opinion, they can go after the fact and quickly write us up a paragraph and then send it to the board members. So I think that may be the language that we need. And I almost put it in there, folks, but then I didn't want to confuse the issues. So that was why I hesitated on doing that. But I'm happy to do that if it accommodates everybody's concerns.
Yeah, I would second that. That's very good.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan, I think you're on the stack, but...
Wait, I didn't get Sean's amendment. Is that another amendment?
Well, yeah, you know, we have Ethea's amendment, which is where practicable. And, Sean, you wanted to...
I wanted to put in there where appropriate, and I'm going to pull it up and tell you where that is in just a second, that we want these legal opinions before the fact, like if we know we're dealing with a legal issue, or after the fact. If they tell us something that is a valid opinion, they just write it up after the fact and send it to us.
Okay, I didn't get any language out of that, so...
the fact
let's deal just a second.
May I have my opportunity on the stack?
Yes, we're now on Ethea's amendment to Sean's motion, which has been seconded. Do you wish to speak to Ethea's amendment?
I think that Afia's amendment, if we were to pass the whole thing, it would be valuable to have that. However, I think that the motion in general is not necessary and can cause an overburdening of legal costs.
Okay.
This is Sandra. Right. Stack?
Okay. All right, Sandra, go ahead. The stack is open.
Okay, well, I appreciate Sean's efforts on this particular motion, but I must say that I agree with Susan that practices require any legal counsel to provide us with written statements of opinions. And as far as financial opinions, there are no opinions regarding financials. There is black and white. You either have the money or you don't. So I would not be able to vote in support of this amendment the way it is, or this motion in the way it's written in good faith. I think it is unnecessarily convoluting the waters. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Would anyone else like... Yes.
Madam Chair, this is Jim Brown. My plane just landed and I just joined the call.
Okay, thank you.
I'm on my way from the airport now.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Wendy, please note that. All right.
This is Joe. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. You know what? Let me ask a question here. Ethea's amendment to add where practicable to this motion has been seconded. I'd like to ask if there's any objection to that amendment so that we can go back to speaking about the main motion. Is there any objection to that amendment?
A point of information, Chair. Point of order, maybe.
Yes, Carolyn.
I think there was a motion by the maker of the motion to add the words before or after the fact, which I assume would be put in at the end of the sentence that ends the professional citation. So I think that motion was jumped over to do a fee's motion, and I wonder if we can take that up next before...
Carolyn, I understand what you're saying. Ethea's motion, it was the First Amendment brought up. We were waiting for Sean to tell us where... His would be a second amendment or a substitute amendment, but he hasn't himself told us where he wanted to put before or after the fact. So we're waiting for him to tell us that.
Okay, here it is. I've got it. I know you were, I was trying to be polite here. I move that all legal and financial opinions and or analysis that are bought before the board, before or after, or bought before the Pacifica National Board, before or after the fact by our chief legal legal counsel and financial officers are to be put in writing and must include proper legal and professional citations. And folks, I want to tell you, I'm not expecting a legal brief here. I'm expecting a paragraph or two that's not overly burdensome, nor is it expensive. In fact, it may save us a lot of money by being informed board members who know exactly what we're dealing with when it comes to the law. And as for financial matters, all accountants and all financial people talk about budget.
Okay, Sean, I understand. I would suggest that we place Sean's wording as a parenthetical phrase after the word writing in the first sentence. So it would be, is to be put in writing, open parenthesis, before or after the fact, close parenthesis, and must include proper legal or professional citations. Does that speak to your substitute amendment to Ifeah's amendment?
Yes.
Would that be the proper placement, Sean?
Well put. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Gary?
Okay. First, we need to see if there's a second for Sean's.
We're out of time on this, Madam Chair.
Okay. So if we desire to have any further discussion about this, we must extend time or go directly to
time,
a vote.
5 minutes.
Okay. Anyone second Bonnie's?
Opposed.
Name? Pardon me?
Opposed. Susan Young, I'm opposed.
Opposed. Anyone second Bonnie's extension?
Second.
Second.
Okay. So is there any objection to extending time for this agenda item
yes.
by 5 minutes?
Yes.
Yes, there is, and I'm opposing it because I don't think we should be
okay,
voting
I'm,
on it.
I'm sorry, Susan. Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
I'm
you
sorry.
Opposed it.
Too late.
Okay. Yeah. Wendy, can you take a vote on extending time?
Maybe Susan's the only one.
No.
No, she is not.
No, Jamie.
Okay.
Anyway.
This is Joe. I move to table the motion if that's appropriate.
Second.
Okay.
Time has not extended.
Okay.
Excuse me? Adam, I apologize. Where are what's happening?
Joe, move to table the motion. This takes a majority vote.
Got a
vote.
Motion on the floor already.
A motion to table is actually in order.
Yeah. Motion to table is
not in
order. It's not debatable. And is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Yes.
Okay, so can we take a vote on tabling the motion?
Yes. Okay, David Beaton?
Yes.
Mia Bediaco?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
AC Bird?
Pass.
Okay, Kathy Davis?
No.
Sherry Gindelman?
Yes.
Lizette King?
No.
Ifeah Wangaza?
No.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford? Leslie, you there?
Yeah, I'll pass on this one.
Sandra Rollin?
I vote yes to table this motion.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Rico Ross? Rico, you there? Wendy Schrell votes yes. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Okay, I had a pass from AC Bird?
Yes.
And when do you like to change my vote?
Mia changes to yes.
We are voting on, what are we voting on? Tabling?
Move to table the motion.
Yes. Yes to
you
table.
You vote yes? Okay. And then I also had a pass from Leslie.
I'll vote yes.
Yes. So the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 13 to 6.
Okay, so this motion has been tabled.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes?
Would it be appropriate to make a motion to refer
to... Chair, what are you calling on? Madam Chair.
This motion has been tabled. You can request that it be taken up by the Governance Committee.
Thank you. That's
okay.
Is it appropriate to do that now or later?
No. That can be taken up directly with the Governance Committee.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mia. Does that handle your point?
Going forward, could all the chatter please stop and then you just say what we're voting on just so everybody is clear?
Okay. All right.
The next
thing is I'd like, at this point in time, we're already an hour and 40 minutes into this meeting, and we have a whole executive session, which is very important. I'd like to know if the will of the body is to go over this very important strategic planning discussion or to move to closed session, which is also extremely important.
Madam Chair, I move to go into closed session at this time.
Okay, good. Okay, it's moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I don't know if it's a move.
Pardon me?
I have a point of information.
Yes, Kathy.
I don't have a call-in code for an executive session.
Okay. Can you call me privately and I can give it to you?
I'll
send it to you again. Are you near a computer? Can you get it by email?
Yes, I can.
Pardon me? You didn't get the agenda?
You didn't get the code.
Please don't shout out.
Okay. I sent the email out at 4:09 p.m., but I will forward it again to the board.
Madam Chair?
Yes. If you don't get it, please tell me. I just sent it out again.
Can they call you directly to your phone if they don't have it?
Yeah, but actually, let's just stay on this phone for another minute so you can check. All of you who have email. I just sent it out. It's in the closed session agenda for the executive session. The code is on that agenda.
Grace, you're off.
You just sent it?
I just sent it.
Madam Chair, this is Jim Brown.
Yes.
I'm going to have to call you directly because I'm on cell phone traveling.
Okay.
I'll call you back at you.
Okay, very good.
Grace, this is Leslie. You've bifurcated a question here. That means we're not going to meeting schedule for the year, new business, old business. I would bypass the strategic planning discussion, but I'm not prepared to bypass meeting schedule for the year, new business, and old business.
Okay, well, you know, we have a motion on the floor to go directly to executive session, which it would include adjournment that's been seconded. So, let's have a little discussion on that motion to adjourn, basically.
I would like to move that we include new business. I have two motions I'd like to put forward. I would not be object to them being tabled to the next meeting, but I would like to propose them in this one.
This is Sandra. May I please speak?
Yes, Sandra.
Okay. I understand that we're behind and that we need to get moving on this, but there was one other item regarding signatories. Did come up with some revised language for that.
Okay.
And it's appropriate.
Sandra, I consulted with LaVarne today, and she felt that no further a resolution was needed from the PNB. Is that correct, LaVarne?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I took that whole item off the agenda.
Right.
Okay.
And then we can share with you tomorrow the forms that we need. And I guess may I speak for a second, Madam Chair?
Sure. Go ahead.
The fact is that I will have to work with each business manager and GM so that they will start the process of pulling out the signature cards. We're any of those stations had Lonnie Hicks on the signature. But we can send to you exactly what we have, and what, and I can speak with you or with your business manager directly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Now, before we go on at all, I has everyone received the executive session agenda with the dial-in numbers on them?
Madam Chair, what is your number so I can call?
You know, I'd rather not state that on the stream.
Okay. Well,
sorry, but...
Somebody can call me and give it to me because I don't have it.
Okie dokie. I'll do that. Okay, has everyone else received the email I just sent out a couple of minutes ago with the dial-in number and code? For the
I emailed you back. Did you get it?
Okay, not yet, but okay, very good. Don't state the number or the code because it is confidential. All right. So now we're back to Susan's motion to adjourn and Leslie's substitute motion. Does anyone care to second Leslie's substitute motion?
Would you repeat it?
That we bypassed all items on the rest of the agenda except for new business.
Does that include the discussion of meeting times?
I'd be okay with that. For the sake of expediency, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, wait, what was that part?
I say for the sake of expediency, yes, I will bypass.
I mean what Bonnie said?
Yeah.
Bypass even the meeting times? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to schedule the next meeting.
Point of information, the agenda I have has nothing to do with new business.
Well, okay. I asked Grace at the beginning of the meeting if it would be in order to present new business then or now, and she said...
Okay.
Okay. Who is this?
Lizette.
Okay.
I thought that we had agreed at some point, or it's our obligation to let the listeners know what it is we're going to be taking into closed session.
We did notice the meeting that the closed session would deal with both legal and personnel matters, and that's the extent of our obligation in terms of notice to the broad listenership.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're back to the motion to adjourn. The substitute motion, Leslie's substitute motion regarding the motion to adjourn put forward by Susan.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it not the case that Leslie can, even if we adjourn, put the motions she wants on the agenda for the next meeting simply by forwarding them to the chair and the secretary?
Yes. Would that be sufficient, Leslie, to... since we probably won't have the time to take them up tonight?
I wouldn't object to that, except that the motion I put forward this time was ruled out of order by the chair.
You know, I have to look at your rewording, and if I were to rule it out of order in this meeting or in the next meeting, it would be the same thing. We can discuss it. You might want to take it up in the governance committee, actually, and then it could be brought forward to and put on the agenda through the governance committee.
Well, I'm not on the governance committee.
What was Leslie's motion?
So it would have
okay,
to be
she just
to
sent
the
it out in
committee by this body.
Oh, all right.
She just sent it out an email. I thought you might be, Leslie, because you were on the governance committee in the past. George, do you have the ability to look over Leslie's motion?
Yes.
And promise that you will take it up in the governance committee?
Yes.
And allow Leslie to be a guest to motivate it in the governance committee?
Yeah, actually, any PMB member wants to, our practice has been that they can be a guest. They don't vote, but they can be present and make comments.
Okay. Is that acceptable to you, Leslie?
That's acceptable, and I look forward, George, to you letting me know when that meeting is.
Okay, very good. So now we're back to Susan's motion to adjourn so we can move into closed session. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting and moving to closed session?
Yes, we haven't picked a time for the next meeting, and I don't want to adjourn until we do.
Okay, good point, Sherry.
I have no objection to addressing the time, Madam Chair.
Okay. We do need to do that. Is there? I believe that there was a talk in the in-person meeting about having the next meeting be two on Sunday, 2 weeks from today. But I'm not sure of exactly what transpired after that. Can someone update me?
Madam Chair, I'd like to speak to that.
Okay, Bonnie, go ahead. There was some email traffic about this, as I recall.
Yeah, it was email traffic rather than, I think, discussion at the last meeting.
Yeah.
I would like us to consider not falling into every other Sunday. In the case of KPFA, we already have a Saturday that is entirely taken each month by an LSD meeting. And in my case, my work is often on weekends, and I know that in other board members' cases, or at least I'm surmising in other board members' cases, that people have not only work but family obligations on weekends. So just from past practice, it seems, and the consideration that the meetings run late for people on the East Coast, and that weeknights are hard, it seemed that we fell into Sundays and Fridays and sort of alternating between them, and I would like to suggest that we consider doing the same, because I think although nothing is perfect because we spend so much time on meetings, that might come closer to a compromise that will make everyone less unhappy.
Okay, so would you suggest that we hold the next meeting 12 days from now on Friday? On the Friday, that's going to be 12 days from now. Let me see if I have my calendar.
Oh, my. Okay.
The 20th.
Okay.
I guess if we were to, the 20th or 27th, however we want to look. I mean, I think that, could I speak for one more minute on this?
Go ahead.
I just, you know, as we start a new year, I just think that the way that these things develop is sometimes with a little give and take, and we look at the dates that we're looking at and make sure that, you know, we're not hitting ourselves with holidays rather than really locking things in. I mean, I'm happy to suggest the 20th, and see what the rest of the board thinks. In this particular case, if the Sunday worked better, fine. I'm just asking that we not put them all on Sundays.
You know, I think that it's premature to work out an annual schedule. If we can just set the next meeting time.
I'd like to second the 20th.
That's
okay.
And I was just going by what your motion was on the agenda.
Okay, yeah, no, I see. You're right. We can make it a motion that only applies to the next meeting, and then we'll have to grapple with a meeting schedule for the year. We have a motion on the floor.
I'd like to second the motion for the 20th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yes. Can we just take kind of a poll of who would be in favor of meeting on Friday the 20th?
Okay. We just vote on it.
I was just say, are there any objections?
Are there any objections to meeting on Friday the 20th?
Yes.
Hearing none, that will be the date of our next teleconference. Now, I want to just nail
down. Wait. At 8:30 Eastern?
Okay. Is 8:30 Eastern time?
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Can we make that on the West Coast if we're working?
5 o'clock is too early for some of us who work.
8:30 has worked out well for us. I think we should stick with it. That's
okay,
what we did because that works.
Okay, thank you. All right, so our next PNB teleconference in open session will be on Friday, February 20th at 8:30 Eastern Time. Now, Before we actually adjourn, we have to take a vote to adjourn. Is there any objection? Before we take that vote, actually, I'd like to just take 10 minutes so that I can sort out a few things and make sure that everybody has the call-in codes before we call into the closed session, if that's okay with the body.
And, good idea.
Is there any objection to adjourning this meeting going directly to in 10 minutes to closed session?
So what time is that? That's 10... 8
Let's make
Eastern?
It 7, that would make it 10-10.
10-10, okay.
Okay? All right. Hearing no objections to adjournment, this meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, folks. Bye.